Good morning, church.
Morning.
Oh, it's Sunday. Find a seat, guys. All right, I got some announcements for you this morning. Just a reminder, every Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. here at the church is the prayer meeting. If you would like to join them, I'm positive they would be glad to have you. October 7th is a Saturday, 8 a.m. here at FWC. We're going to have a church work day. Many hands makes light work. And we're going to have pizza and donuts so we get to fellowship together. And Jessica's going to send Brock a sign-up, so he will send it out to all of us. I don't want to keep saying just another, but another reminder, we have our small group starting up. Martha's small group is called Reclaiming God's Original Intent for the Church. They're going to meet here Monday, 6 p.m., started this past week, so it's in the works, and they can join if they still choose to. Okay, you're welcome to join. Jamie's small group, Draw the Circle, is on Sundays at 12:30 at Jessica and Steve Rutz's home. When does that start, Jamie? Starts today. Woohoo! And you are welcome to come. There's openings. Dawn and Vern's small group is on Wednesday, starts on October 11th, and that is at their home from 6 to 8 p.m. They are going to go through the book of Acts. This is still too tall for the short kid. Starting October 1st, Pastor Kenny will be moving us into the book of Colossians. So I need bifocals. Oh, it's not. I didn't do it. Good thing Brock watches me. Our next ladies' breakfast will be at Jamie's house on October 14th, 9 a.m., We've been having some amazing fellowship. If you can make it, please do. We ask that you bring a dish to pass. Jamie, do you want them to bring drinks or?
Whatever you feel led to bring.
Whatever you feel led to bring. Another reminder. I keep reminding everybody today, I guess. There's a sign up for December snacks on the bulletin board. Please sign up to bring some goodies for us to eat after church. We're supposed to remember that we are to move in and out, up and out. Good thing you guys know. Move up and out. So we move forward and move to the outside so that there's plenty of room for other families to come in if they are running a little late. All right, now it is time to check in. So if you would, please text check. To 517-522-4062, and then click on the link that pops up and follow the prompts to check in, to attendance, put your children in the classes as needed. If you're new or visiting, we would love for you to try it also and let us know how that works. Brock, did I forget anything?
I don't think so.
All right. I think that's all the announcements that I have for today. With that, I will pass it on to Jamie. Prayer.
Thank you, Bonnie. She is so good at announcements. I really appreciate her. And I was not good at announcements when I did it. Okay. I would like to take prayer requests if you have any. Martha.
One of my clients that I meet with on Fridays, she has a skin condition that is very rare, but it's driving her crazy. She gets blisters and they itch. And we've prayed and prayed and prayed, and it's still bad. So she is a faith-filled believer. So her name's Sandra.
Okay. Do you have an update on Rodney and his leg?
I have not talked to Rodney in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I do not.
Okay. Well, we're still praying for him.
That's good.
Jessica?
I'll give a little quick update. So, Ryan, the 15-year-old
With Ryan, I know they don't have much of a community, or you had expressed that in the past. Is there anything this church family can be doing to help them or encourage them? Thank you. Yes. Wonderful.
And also my sister Jan safe travel, they're up north.
Okay. Nice, yeah. Yes, Dean.
Jan's having surgery tomorrow, so you need to pray for her. So.
Okay. Jan is having surgery tomorrow. Candy? Yes.
He is miraculously woke up from the coma and knew everybody, knew everything.
Wow.
They did find on the opposite side of where they did the surgery from the brain bleed, they found bruising on his brain from where he fell. They were going to put him in a rehab for a couple weeks just to kind of give him a chance to get some rest, but he passed all the cognitive tests.
Wow, is his name Ben? You guys, that is huge. Okay, we prayed for that. We prayed for it in prayer meeting on Tuesday nights, and that is a direct answer to prayer. Thank you for sharing that. Awesome. Did you say you had another prayer request? Are you talking about at school and just all the new and yep.
She's struggling with that. We had dinner with her last night and she's just really having a hard time. And just prayers for that. She's out injured right now, which I think is probably contributing to her struggles. She is going to have
something, Jamie?
Yes.
Okay. For anybody who hasn't heard, Allison McRae passed last Monday. And as someone who, she was part of our church family at Clark Lake, and then she spent a lot of time here. I know that her mom and her family can use a lot of prayer, and my parents could use a lot of prayer too. Something my dad said was, it's always a lot better, a lot happier, a lot more joyful when you know that they're a believer, but it's still so sad. And you know, nobody likes to see a grown man cry, but
I don't mind.
Me neither, I guess you're right, but maybe it's a little different when it's your dad, and that's just some prayers for them and me too, because I'm, but anyway, thank you for that, and we'll miss her for sure.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Wonderful.
God is good.
Martha's biopsy report came back negative. Praise God. Well, I can always use prayer, and probably all the other moms who just feel the heavy load of the new fall season, juggling a lot. Yes, Joe.
Mm-hmm. The military, for safety, mm-hmm. Border Patrol.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, church, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I just honor you. We praise you for who you are. You are a good, good Father, creator, sustainer, judge, miracle worker. We have many praises to lift up to you this morning, and you do hear us, and you do answer. Praise you for Martha's biopsy coming back negative, Lord. She entrusted you with that, and she spoke your word and stood on it, and your word proved true, and I praise you that there was no bad news, nothing negative. I want to praise you for Gary and Barb's car being fixed so quickly and that they have it to use again. Even these small things, Lord, we come to depend on them, these comforts, these modern comforts, and I thank you for working in the small. Praise you, Lord, for the friend of Candy and Steve, Ben, waking up from a coma, and no serious complications there. Everything is checking out well. We give you all the praise and glory for that, God. I'm so excited about what plans you have for this young man's life. I ask that you would use this to work in his life and draw him closer to you. Father, we want to lift up to you those that are still hurting and still struggling on their individual journeys. We remember Ryan and his mom. Father, there's so many tests going on and complications from the chemotherapy treatments. Father, I ask that you would strengthen his bones, that they would learn to look to you for the healing of his brittle bones now. Father, there's so much scripture that talks about strengthening our flesh and our bones. And so I just speak healing into his bones, that he would just amaze and defy the doctor's negative reports or expectations, Lord, that you would just heal him from the inside out, and that he would be a walking miracle and praise. I lift up to you our friend, Jessica's friend with breast cancer, and she needs healing and wisdom from the doctors and peace in her heart. Father, we lift up Janice. She's going into surgery tomorrow. I ask that you would bring peace and comfort to her heart if she's feeling anxious about anything, and I ask that you would give her just the right team and excellence and steadiness of hand, and that we just await a good report from that. I want to lift up to you Bailey, who is really struggling, Lord. We love her. This church has come around her as a church family for years and watched her grow and blossom. And I remember my first year of college was extremely challenging, and I did not have the hardships that she is experiencing right now. Father, I ask that you would just hold her and her aching heart as she is missing her friend and probably has more questions than answers. Father, I ask that you would help her to learn how to lean not to her own understanding, but to trust you and acknowledge you for this upcoming MRI. I ask that you would touch and heal any torn muscle there, that it would be a good report there, and that maybe even surgery could be avoided. We lift up to you the family and friends of Allison. Father, we're praising you that she has a happily ever after. You are You are her King and her Savior, and she's in your presence right now. And we're so grateful for that peace. And yet the ache and the loss and the void is so big and so hard here on this side. So we lift up her hurting family and the Reed family. And we just praise you, God, for our rescue, every single one of us, our loving rescue, and the fact that we will get to see our loved ones again. But we just look to you for peace and comfort in the hard days ahead and everyone else who is still struggling with loss. We lift up our leaders in this country at every level, nationally and state level and locally, and everyone who has committed themselves to the military, but especially the leaders, Lord, that you would guide their decisions, whether they are looking to you or not, because we know that you are sovereign. Father, we ask that you would protect this nation and keep our borders safe. We thank you that we have good, strong leaders committed to our protection, so much so that they have laid down their lives for us. So we are so grateful for them, Lord, and we just pray a hedge of protection around them as they seek to protect us. Pray for traveling mercies for everyone who is traveling. That's Rennell out in Iowa and Gary's sister traveling up north, and also Pastor and Mindy and Louise down south. And anyone else, Lord, we just know that you bless our coming and our going, both now and forever. And we praise you that you watch over us. Father, thank you for meeting with us here in this service today. We open our hearts to you. We thank you that Bree is here to bring us a message that you have placed on her heart. I ask that you would strengthen her and empower her and make her a vessel for you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you here in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. If you want to stand and sing with us, hopefully I can lead you in some worship without sneezing. Apologize for my allergies.
Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. All your
I am a child.
From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child.
Seated. Tracy, you can come.
So what struck me in that song, split the sea so I can walk right through it. Like, what's necessary for that to happen? I'm thinking it's a faith in Jesus Christ. It's submitting of our will to his will and not our own. It's giving up everything to him. I know, that's just beautiful. So, and the worship team, thank you guys. Beautiful. So I am doing the stewardship in lieu of Steve. I'm just going to be short and sweet today. I just want to thank you as a church body for your faithfulness and giving. I think it was probably in November last year, we set a budget. We didn't know how and if we could even meet that. So again, I'm just thankful for your faithfulness in, you know, giving to the Lord, part of giving back to the Lord what already he's given to you. So that's my just thank you, thank you, thank you, congregation. We have a great group of people here, so thank you. I need a couple of Bonnie dismissed the kids, correct? Okay, so if you go with Bonnie, go back here. If you go to preschool, follow Miss Tammy. And I could use a couple volunteers for offering. I didn't align that ahead of time. Martha and Jessica, thank you. Okay.
Dear God, again, we just thank you for who you are and just the awesomeness of you. Thankful for being with us when we have to walk through those difficult times. But we have no fear if we have total trust in you. And again, I thank you for these offerings that are about to be given. May they be used to your, according to your will and your guidance, dear God. We thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Covered by your grace, so free. You can sing with me if you want. Here I am, knowing I'm a sinful man, covered by the blood of the the greatest love of all is mine, since you laid down your life, the greatest sacrifice. Majesty. Your grace has found me just as I am, empty-handed but alive in your hands. Here I am.
Why don't you stand together?
Humbled by the love that you give, forgiven so that I can forgive. Here I stand, knowing that I'm your desire, sanctified by glory and fire. Now I found the greatest love of all is mine, since you laid down your life, the greatest sacrifice. Majesty.
For being so busy with life, so distracted, running here and there and everywhere, and forgetting that life is about being in relationship with you, and that you make it all happen, Lord, attune our hearts to yours, that we can live in the fullest of your purposes and plans for our lives. Thank you for your love. Thank you for meeting us where we are. In Jesus' name, amen. You want to stand with us?
Split the sea so I could walk right through it.
Father, I ask that as we go through our week, you will continue to talk to our hearts about whether or not we are a slave to fear, because I have a feeling it's rampant outside the church and inside the church. We're frozen in our spots. Help us to move. Help us to trust you. Help us to not lean to our own understanding, but acknowledge you. You have awesome plans for us. Help us to step into them. God, thank you for this word that you brought to us today. Thank you for Bree. I ask that you would bless her family and bless her plans. Thank you that you work all things together for our good. We love you. We turn our hearts to you now and all week. And all God's people said in Jesus' name, amen. You guys have a great week.